The reading from the Gospel this morning is from the Gospel of Luke. You probably remember that we have been studying together this book entitled Singing Mary's Song. And today, of course, we'll read the passage again that inspired that study that we have been doing for the past few weeks. Mary's song is also called the Magnificat, and it's because of the way that she starts that passage, her prayer. And thus says the word. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister Valerie asked me to keep it short. Are you laughing because of that or because you doubt that I can do that? We'll try our best. I promised her. Would you pray with me? Loving and blessed God, we thank you for your word. We pray, O Lord, that you speak to our hearts, O God, that you speak to our minds, for we want to understand, Lord, as much as we want to feel your power and presence. Speak to us this morning, Lord, for we want to do what is right in your sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Would you repeat after me? Your word, O God, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amen. Amen. You know, last week, Pastor Suzanne was talking about joy, and she reminded us that in the midst of our challenges and difficulties in life, we indeed can experience the joy of God's salvation. Amen? In the midst of challenges and difficulties, we know that we can live a joyful life because God is present in our midst, and we can live with that assurance. As we read the scripture today, the scripture, of course, brings our sister Mary again to our attention. We have spoken about Mary many times. We have talked about her, and I just believe that it is important to continue to speak about this woman, this young woman who challenges us through her faith. Through her faith, we are challenged to look at ourselves and look at what we are supposed to be as people of faith, as the people who follow Jesus, as at least the people who proclaim to follow Jesus. So this woman indeed challenges us. This is the woman that we were told who received a message from the angel, and the message from the angel telling her, "You are going to be the one who bears the child of God." And she, not exactly knowing how that was going to happen, asked the question, receives the answer, and after receiving the answer, she responds in faithfulness. "Lord, be it done to me according to your word." Indeed. So a young woman, as we have said here in the past, a young woman who most likely was between 13 to 15 years old. That's how, at least in the ancient days, we know more or less what the age of this young woman was supposed to be. And actually, the word in Greek for virgin that we use translate for virgin simply means a young woman. So that we know that this was definitely a young person. A young person who understood also the challenges that she was going to confront, and that's part of the challenge that she shared with the angel. Me? How is that going to be? I don't know. I haven't been with a man yet. So she knew the challenge that she was going to be confronting. And even though I sense that she might have been afraid, for she knew what the culture around her would do. She knew what the expectation was, but she indeed moved forward. Then she went to visit her cousin, right? She went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and her cousin Elizabeth did something also unexpected in the story. See, in the story, if we are looking at this from a righteous Jewish family, the story would be that once Elizabeth knew that Mary was expecting without being married, it would have been the response, or should have been the response, to basically just kick her out. No, you're not welcome here. That's not how we roll in this household. But Mary received a different response. For when Mary comes to the house, Elizabeth's baby jumps inside her, and that gives Elizabeth an interesting sign. Wait, who's coming to visit with me today? And so Elizabeth offers a word of grace, a word of welcoming. And Elizabeth says, am I blessed or what? That the child of God is going to be here, that the Messiah is here, and that I'm here with the mother of the one who's carrying the Messiah. Now that is a powerful affirmation for Mary, who had not exactly a lot of experience with this scenario, who, of course, concerned of what is going to happen to her. But she trusted God. She trusted God regardless of what will happen, because as she says, God is putting this before me, God will take care of it. Amen? And sometimes we have the challenge of trusting God in the same way. Sometimes we feel that we need to have all the answers. Sometimes we feel that we need to know exactly what's going to happen next. Sometimes we want to anticipate, and sometimes we want to make all the plans because we want to have all things lined up so that we know exactly how things are going to work out. Amen, Valerie? And here, this young woman says, Lord, let it be to me according to your will. I know it's going to work out. I know you know what you need to do. I know that you know what needs to happen. And I am going to trust you, Lord. How many of us are prepared to accept the gift of trust? To trust our God, and that our God is going to do what is necessary for us to live righteous and faithful lives. How many of us are prepared to receive that gift from God? You know, I was watching a movie yesterday. Yes, I do watch movies. It was a movie, I have seen it before, I watched it before, and it's a great movie. I don't know, you probably don't like it, but I do. And it is called The Chronicles of Narnia. And of course, it's based on the book by C.S. Lewis, right? One of the things that as I was watching the movie, I just brought back to my attention something that happened in that movie. You know, there are the four young children who are in the movie. And you have these four young people who do not have much experience in life, and who are challenged by finding this incredible place where they're supposed to be, where they enter by accident, right? By accident. And all of a sudden, they find themselves that they're kings and queens. and they don't know what to do. You all know, of course, that Narnia, the Chronicles of Narnia, and the story is based precisely on the story that Jesus is Aslan and that God is in charge. Amen? In the story, we hear from those young men and women that they were not ready to be kings and queens. Amen? They were not ready. But they accepted the challenge. There was a point in which they were ready to go home, and Edmund all of a sudden turns around and said, but we cannot leave them. We cannot leave them. We don't know what to do, but we need to trust. I'm saying to you this morning, my brothers and sisters, we need to trust in our God. Truly open our lives to trust in God and that God knows best and that God knows the way. Whatever the political situation in the world we're in, whoever is in office or is out of office, we need to trust God. We need to trust God that God will do what is right. And that if we put ourselves in God's hands, we can trust that God is going to use us to do what is right. For you and I, we are God's hands and feet. We are God's mouth, God's eyes. We are God's people. Amen? Are you God's people? Because if you are God's people, I know that God will use us for righteousness' sake. So the world in which we are living today will be a better place in the name of that God if we trust in His will. In Jesus' name, amen.